Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It's Friday, July 29th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. As interest rates are rising, companies are calling workers back to the office, and home prices expected to fall, Zoom towns that drew in remote workers during the pandemic are showing signs that the housing market is cooling fast. Boise, Idaho, in particular, is emblematic of this, with its housing market currently overvalued by 69%. Nicole Friedman, U.S. housing reporter at The Wall Street Journal, joins us for what to know as more houses are sitting on the market longer. Thanks for joining us, Nicole.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk about Boise, Idaho, and the housing market that's going on there. It was booming in the early part of the pandemic, and now, as we're seeing in a lot of other markets too, it's starting to cool down really fast. But Boise was one of these places where so many people were really attracted to going there. You know, the prices were a little bit lower, you know, the affordability, the pandemic restrictions, they had a lot less than other places. And this kind of boom in remote work, these towns that had all this influx, they call them Zoom towns, really. And it was one of the top of the list of a lot of places. But now that everything's cooling down, mortgage rates are really high, everything's kind of been turned on its head. It's kind of the opposite of what we were seeing during the pandemic. So, Nicole, tell us what's going on there.
Yeah, absolutely. So Boise, as you say, was kind of the poster child in some ways for the pandemic-driven housing boom. A lot of people, they could work remotely and chose to leave particularly more expensive West Coast cities and move to Idaho, take advantage of the cheaper cost of living, the ability to work remotely, the more outdoorsy lifestyle. And for many people, they were also seeking fewer pandemic restrictions, maybe less mask mandates or vaccine requirements. And now we really are seeing the reverse of that, that a lot of the people who were driven to move by the pandemic have moved. And so that inward migration has really slowed down. And we're seeing some reversal as well. People are being called back to the office, or maybe they miss their family and friends wherever they came from. Some people I'm hearing anecdotally who moved to Idaho or Boise in the past few years are moving back. And then at the same time, prices in Boise have surged so much that housing has gotten a lot less affordable, and it's really gotten out of reach for local buyers who are earning local incomes, particularly as prices have surged and mortgage rates are now higher. A lot of local buyers have just been priced out of the market. And so the housing market in Boise has slowed really abruptly. We are seeing homes sitting on the market for longer, sellers cutting their prices. And that's true of a lot of markets around the country. That activity has really slowed down, and Boise does seem to be one of the exemplars of this trend.
Yeah, and a lot of places where we're seeing price cuts and, you know, houses just sitting on the market a long time. So we got Boise, Denver, Salt Lake City, Tacoma, Washington. So it's happening in other parts of the country as well. And dovetailing off of what you were saying right now too, these towns also had those growing pains also. So there was an influx of people, meaning more traffic congestion, you know, harder to go out to a restaurant, things like that. And the locals that were being priced out of those markets and all that, they're also not liking that part of it. Now there's too many people in these areas.
Absolutely. I've definitely talked to people who say, you know, I moved to Boise for that slower pace of life, for that small town feel, and it no longer feels that way. It has some of the big city problems that maybe I moved here to escape. And Boise definitely still is a small city. You know, the metro area is less than a million people, but it definitely feels bigger and more congested, more crowded than it did just a few years ago. And a lot of locals say they think it's only going to continue to grow, that maybe in the next few decades it will look more like a Salt Lake City, more like a Denver or Portland, Oregon.
What are home builders doing right now? Because the demand was so high, and throughout the whole story of the pandemic and the housing market, it was always this thing of high demand, very low supply. So I know a lot of home builders are trying to build big luxury homes. I know they've tried to scale that back now and go to some smaller designs. But what are they doing now that the market is cooling down?
So in the past few years, home builders have tried really hard to ramp up activity to meet demand to build many more houses. And it's been difficult for them to do so because of supply chain issues and material costs got really expensive. There's limited labor, especially in a smaller market like the Boise area. There just are only so many tradespeople to hire. And so it's been hard for home builders to ramp up and meet the demand, but they have started construction in a lot more homes in recent years, and now they're pulling back because they're seeing the demand fall. Traffic is slowing down. The wait lists that they maybe had last year of interested buyers have dried up because some of those buyers can no longer qualify for a loan at the current interest rates. And so home builders say they expect to, you know, start fewer homes in the coming year, and they will probably scale down to maybe smaller homes, more affordable homes, to try to get back to those local buyers at local income and what they can afford, as opposed to catering to the out-of-state buyers who might have higher budgets.
You mentioned it already that a lot of this in-migration to Boise specifically was because of this whole shift to remote work and people looking for bigger places, and they had that opportunity to still keep their jobs and do that remote work. Well, a lot of these companies now are really starting to call people back into the office. So in some cases, you know, that's why we're calling them Zoom towns, right? But in a lot of cases now, these people that are having to go back to work are, you know, having a little bit of buyer's remorse. They're having to sell those houses back. And now they're in a completely different market, even just trying to recoup some of that money.
That's true, though people that bought in the past few years in Boise still are benefiting from a lot of a price appreciation and equity gains. So even if their homes are sitting on the market for longer, or maybe it's more difficult for them to sell, they can still, in the current market, expect to sell for a lot more than they might have paid 2 years ago.
Well, we'll keep an eye out to see what's going on there in Boise. As I mentioned, this is happening in other markets across the country, and really everything is starting to cool down. These mortgage rates are going up higher. I think the Fed raised the interest rate again, so these could possibly go up higher again. It's all changing very quickly. Nicole Friedman, U.S. housing reporter at The Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcast.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.